Doing it down in that soul. Damn that funky soul.
Yeah, welcome to Funky Nassau. Welcome to Funky Nassau, guys.
Oh, Funky Nassau. Alright.
Welkom bij Funky Nassau van donderdag 1 september. We hebben weer een leuke uitzending vandaag, want bij ons zitten weer in de studio de Mudfoot.
Alright.
Oké.
De Mudfoot is Reverend Rooster en Zeus Einstein. En ik ben jullie host, Jarmo FM.
Dus welkom. Oh, have mercy, baby.
We gaan de komende uur jullie verblijden met wat slapgouwe hoer. En we gaan een leuk feestje promoten wat deze zaterdag in zaal 100 is in Amsterdam-West. Dus blijf lekker bij ons hangen. We gaan eerst even beginnen met een beetje James Brown. Giving up food for funk. Dus let's go, peoples.
Give it up, food for funk. 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 Give it up, food for funk.
Good God, a good God, a hidden eye, Lord. Let me ask you something. Where my funky chicken?
Giving up food for fun.
Make it funky.
Je luistert steeds naar Funky Nassau.
Make it funky.
Hier bij Radio Salto. Met de Mudfoot. So, guys, this weekend we're gonna have some food and funk, right?
Wait a minute, wait. This weekend, what are we doing this weekend now?
This weekend we're playing at Saal 100.
Saal 100. Now, let me ask you something about Saal 100. Where is it located? What street is it on?
Witte Straat 100.
Witte Straat 100? What is the number?
Witte Straat 100.
Witte Straat 100.
Because that's why they call it Saal 100.
Well, there you go.
I knew that.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you something, Yarmo. DJ Yarmo, while you here.
Yeah.
Where are we playing this weekend?
Saal 100.
Saal 100. And let me ask you something the longer we're talking. What day is that?
It's Saturday.
Saturday!
Oh, Lord. So we can make it funky.
Oh, amazing. I got one more question to you. What time are we playing?
You guys are playing at 9.
No! Not 9 o'clock!
It's kind of early now. Can we make it later?
It'll probably be later, but like the program says 9, but it'll always...
you know how musicians are. We got a bullshit in the green room.
And I think
and
you're
all
playing with
stuff.
Anne-Marie as well before you guys start playing.
Anne-Marie played before us.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, Anne-Marie, you're not alone! Anne-Marie.
You're gonna give people who are listening to the show now ear damage.
That is very possible. Yeah.
So, guys, how have you been doing the last couple of weeks?
Let me just say, the last 3 weeks here have been heaven. I realized when you die, think about it, folks. When you die, you're sitting on the toilet, you're backing one out, right? And you're going, Lord, I'm about ready to die now. Guess where heaven is?
I'm not thinking that far.
It's right here. Heaven is right here. You got all the people. This is the beautiful people. This is that know how to party and accept music. Music is the glue of life. And y'all is the glue I'm trying to stick together.
He likes the glue.
Right.
You see, the rooster loves the glue. So y'all, don't bring any glue on Saturday when you come see us. Because
don't bring
sand
to the
beach.
We're
going to make it funky. Because, you know, Yarmo loves it funky, and we do.
Like
well, let me ask you something, Zeus. Are we going to make it funky?
Funky is our life.
Well, if we're going to make it funky, y'all better bring your steel underwear. Because it's never safe if you ain't got your steel underwear on when you come to, you know, play funk with us. Because we put it down real hard.
The Amazon guy delivered 2 sets of stainless steel underwear for me for the weekend.
Yeah, I ordered the G-string,
just
though.
In case.
All right, very good.
I would suggest
y'all people listening, bring your steel underwear and your rubber panties. Those are good, too. Those save you in case you slip on the dance floor.
I save money, too.
Saal 100, zaterdag, vanaf 6 uur. Saal 100, Witte Straat 100, Statie de Buurt. Saal 100, vanaf 6 uur. Van 6 tot 8 is het soul food. Is er heel lekker eten. En dan vanaf 8 uur... you interrupted my show, man.
No, I interrupted your show. Somebody talk about they're going to paint you black and give you a gun and send you to L.A. That's
not a good idea.
They can't do that.
Don't paint him black and send him to
L.A. That's wrong.
You need 2 of them.
And give him a gun.
Just let me finish my story.
All right.
The party goes on until 2 a.m., so you got a lot of time. Je hebt heel veel tijd. Het feest gaat door tot 2 uur s'nachts. En vanaf 8 uur, 9 uur s'avonds gaan de band spelen. Zaterdag Saal 100, dat je het even weet.
And let me ask you something, Yarmo, DJ. Who's gonna be DJ in there?
DJ is gonna be Reggie Rec, aka DJ Rio, and me myself.
DJ Yarmo in the flesh. If y'all ever wanted to see how pretty this man was, come on out and see the show, because this man is a beautifulicious man. He's the most beautifulicious man I've ever seen. And he's gonna sit there and spin the turntable and give y'all the best sounds y'all ever had in your ear hole. Think about that for a minute. Think about your ear hole. And all the stuff he puts in it. DJ Yarmo, he'll be there. Loud! I ain't gonna miss it for the world.
Well, thank you for that, Rooster. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're the best, Yarmo.
You guys are also gonna play a song by ZZ Top, and you're guys gonna put your stank on it, right?
Oh, we're gonna put our stank on it. So right now, we have not learned this song, but the next time you see the Mudfoot, we will be playing this particular song. It's about a heartbreak. Listen to the words on this shit. Oh.
Is that in about 10 years from now?
No. heart. Lord, I try to
so
tell you that.
So you see, you drop in the mud. Now you already know the whole.
But I know the song now. I was gonna put the hurt on it.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't even know the song. Yeah.
When I get done with this song, I have a bunch
so
of band-aids on it.
So you throw me into the mud.
That's the mud foot, by the way, on the Yarmo FM tonight.
DJ Yarmo FM.
That was ZZ Top. It's Only Love. Hier bij Funky Nassau Yarmo FM. Met the mud foot.
Yeah, listen to their version and then listen to ours next year when we come. We're going to put some stank
you,
on
You
that.
Play more ZZ Top songs, right?
Yeah, we do Driving While Blind. Who don't drink and drive? It ain't right. And let me tell you what the Reverend says about drinking and driving. It's wrong if you're going to drink alcohol and drive your car. Unless it's in your property. If it's on your own property, get drunk as you fucking want. Drive all over your property. Stone and run into the trees. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Reverend says that's all right.
Hell, you can't even hit your house.
You can hit your house
if
and make
you
it
got
a drive
good
through.
Insurance,
make it a
drive
through house. I like
covered.
That. So imagine this. So you're married, right? You drive through your house. Your wife is mad, but she's in the kitchen cooking bacon, right? And then as right, you drive through the house,
no,
she gives
no,
you a
she
bacon.
She doesn't cook bacon, but okay, I'm
no,
listening.
No, bacon's
to that.
Good. She right. gives you some bacon. You drive bacon's right through the house. You're on your way. You're on your way. But yep. don't drink and drive. Don't do that on
bacon
the street.
Bacon is better than no. alcohol.
DJ Yarmo might
no,
be
not
out
even,
there.
Don't even get on your bike when you when.
But
you
wait a minute now, Lord. How many of y'all drove your bike when you're drunk?
Well, Dutch people are born with a bike between their legs.
Let me tell you something I learned about the Dutch people. Okay, now I'm American. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. Now I was American. I tried to hide it, but y'all figured it out.
Maybe.
Let me just say this. Maybe. I seen about the Dutch people. The Dutch people use their bikes for transportation. I didn't know that because they come from L.A. and we drive cars for transportation, but our bikes are for exercise. So I see Yarmo, DJ Yarmo. He got a computer in one hand, a bike in the other hand, and he's riding his own bike, and he's trying to get to where he got to go. Only the Dutch people know how to juggle shit on their bike. Yeah. And I liked that shit. That's very impressive. I'm going to learn it one day. You know, I just had an accident recently.
I probably have to bring Zeus's bike to check with Charlie tonight because I'm going to drop him off there. So
that's all I'm saying.
See, that's good news to me.
Yarmo, how are you going to do that? How are you going to bring his? How are you going to bring Zeus's bike
well,
to check with Charlie?
I got to bring the car back, and then I'm going to bring the bikes. Both of our bikes, I'm going to bring them to check with Charlie because that's where I'm going to drop him off.
That's some real Dutch shit. I love it. I love the Dutch people, man.
In the beginning, Zeus was really, I didn't see him Butch once on his bike, but now he's kind of getting sick of it.
Zeus is working on his bike. I gotta give it to him.
Especially the last few days, he doesn't wanna be on his bike anymore.
I don't like this 75 kilometers a day. You're just
you know what, Olivier? Look at you.
20.
Your name is Zeus. You gotta look like Zeus, and that means you gotta grow some muscles.
Well, I already do. I don't know. You need new glasses.
You look like Zeus when people are blind. If the people are blind, they're looking at you. Look just like Zeus. But in the meantime, you need to learn to ride. Look, you're looking good because you've been riding a bike. You're breathing better. Your hair look better. Look at your eyes,
and
all
I'm
clear.
I'm so sexy now since I've been in Amsterdam.
I don't know about all
can
that.
You see the difference,
man? You got some exercise.
I
mean, and he.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, I have to say, you guys are really lucky. You are from sunny state, from LA, where it's always sunny. But this was the best summer, the most sunniest summer since 1972.
Wait. This summer here?
The most sun this summer since 1972.
Well, you know why that is, right?
Which is exactly 50 years ago.
You know why that is, right?
What?
Me and Zeus been playing music for 50 years, and we came here and released it on the Dutch people.
I think
people.
You guys have something
so we
to
brought
do with
the sunshine to your town. We're from L.A., so all we got is sunshine
or
around
Or you scared
us.
Away the clouds.
Or we scared away, which is probably what really happened. We scared the clouds away. I said to the clouds, oh, y'all get
and
on out of here.
I go to tan. You know, if you look at my forearms,
you're a black
tan,
man.
And
you're a black man. There's no more tanning.
It's totally white here.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not really advanced like, you know, but I'm still getting kind of darker,
I
you know.
I get it, boss.
I'm a blues man anyway, so.
Let me just say this to everybody. When you listen to DJ Yarmo FM on Salto Radio.
Salto Radio.
Want to get drunk and bring me a reefer when I want to get high. Bring me champagne when I want to get drunk. Bring me a reefer when I want to
I get high. Yeah, bring me my sweet little woman when I get lonely, and celebrate down here by my side. You should be allowed to people arrest people because these smoke a little dope. There should be something against that because people want to smoke a little dope. It make you relax, don't you know?
Y'all got the reefer, go ahead and smoke it now. It's weed time.
That was Muddy Waters, Champagne and Reefer Live, here by Funky Nassau, Yarmo FM, met the Mudfoot, still here. So we were talking about this other song yesterday, Olivier. Do you remember what song we were talking about yesterday?
You know what? This is Zeus Einstein. It was the most trusted voice on Salto FM, Yarmo FM. So,
sorry, Zeus.
You know what happened is that we're going to introduce a song by this fantastic artist called Johnny Winter. And did you know that Johnny Winter produced Muddy Waters at some point? Because Muddy Waters was losing speed and he pushed Muddy Waters back in the mix. So Johnny Winter, I would love for us to play a song called Can You Feel It?
Yeah, good Winter. Call, Zeus.
Johnny Winter.
Zeus, good call. You're the Reverend approving that shit. Yes, good point,
Johnny
man.
Johnny Winter.
So Johnny Winter, so you're saying Muddy Waters was not losing his popularity. Nobody was dialing into him. He's an old blues dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Winter revived his career.
Yes.
With Champagne and Reaper.
But I thought that Johnny Winter is way younger than Muddy Waters.
He is, but Muddy's an old blues dog, an old blues legend. He was fading by the wayside. Nobody knew who he was. He was fading into oblivion. No one would recognize him, give him props. Until Johnny Winter said, we're going to do Cross-Eyed Cat. And they did Cross-Eyed Cat. There's a great version of that, which Yarmo may play later. Yeah. But there's one song that inspired us that Zeus called out, called Can You Feel It? We played it Saturday, and we're going to play it again tomorrow.
Was that the song that you opened up the set with? Or?
That was the one we opened up the set with. Can You Feel It? That way the crowd.
I was actually talking about another song we talked about last night.
Which one?
Let's play first play Johnny Winter. Yes. I was talking about oh shit, where is it now? It's Albert.
Last night feels like 3 weeks ago.
It does, man. Everything went so fast.
So quick. I mean,
you know, we've been here 3 weeks.
I was also thinking, like, when was the gig at the Eyecatch? And I was like, oh, it was only last week, man.
Dude, we did so many shows, and the Dutch people received us so well. I love all these Dutch. I love Amsterdam. It's the best fucking city in the world. I'm making a declaration right now.
Eyecatcher had quite some international ambience as well.
It did.
It was nice. It was a nice combination of people on their trips and people that were local, you know.
You're right, man. Yeah, they bothered and took the time and listened. It's just a great city. It attracts great people. It's a lovely city.
Yeah, we had people from Colorado and people from even the United States. Amazing.
Yeah, man. I was actually talking about an Albert Collins song.
Oh my god.
But okay. We're gonna play that later. We can talk about
drunk.
That.
I'm just drinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what a lot of people, including me, sometimes can learn something from. But here's Johnny Winter. Can You Feel It? It's quiet. It's hardcore. It's rock and roll, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. I can do it again. Of course.
By yourself.
Good call. See, that's cleaning up the...
This is also almost some band practice right now. You're playing all the songs you're going to play, right?
Yeah, well, the ones we're going to work on that you're going to hear next time we come here next year, and the ones that we've already done, like we just did this one Saturday, and it sailed, man. They loved it. The people that pulled up on their chartered boat trip got off the boat and said, Lord, they're having a party over here. Let me get up in here. Place was rocking. If you guys missed it last Saturday, it was great. But we're going to do it again this Saturday at the...
Saal 100.
Ja, Saal 100. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, see, Saal 100.
Saal 100, Wittestraat 100, Stasi de Buurt.
That's what I'm talking about. Go there.
That's what you were saying.
Be there or be queer, whatever you're going to do. But come on down and shine your shoes, be wearing your steel underwear and your rubber panties, and we'll work it out. We'll do it to you right in your ear hole. All right.
All right. Now, I want to play Mudford Original, man.
Wait. Are you going to play a Mudford Original?
I'm going to play a Mudford Original.
Oh, Lord. Let me put my seatbelt on for
this. Yeah, you better put your seatbelt on, man.
Mudford. Mudford's only three of us. It's, I don't know last name, but he's a badass on drum. We just recently inducted him into the band. Zeus Einstein and me, Reverend Rooster. And we're all managed by Yarmo Van Berkel. This guy is an amazing guy, amazing artist, amazing, you know, radio DJ. The guy handles so many things. You would not believe all the stuff Yarmo does. I'm amazed when I watch this guy juggle everything he does, DJing. In radio shows and booking the band. He's an amazing guy.
And painting.
Yeah, amazing paintings. Totally. Amazing.
Yeah,
he has a real signature.
Some extra information for the party this Saturday. It's also going to be the reopening of my exhibition, Stadsgezicht.
Hold on a second. The reopening of what?
Of my exhibition.
Your exhibition is going to be there? Wow, that's a good thing. Yeah, Reverend said, be there or beware. Be square.
Congrats.
Yarmo, do great work. Tell them about your art, man. Don't be all shy and shit.
Well, I make paintings, and it's very wild, and it's very colorful. And
there's scenic views of your city.
Yeah, it's a lot of movement in it, and I have a painting of a tram with just about starting when Corona just hit. Like, everybody was not in the trams. The trams were completely empty, and they had these offset linters, as we call it, these red white strings everywhere. Right. And the trams were empty. It was really weird.
What was it like here during? We weren't here. What was it like during the COVID? Because we couldn't hook up like we normally do. We were stuck in L.A.
Yeah.
And me and Zeus were in the front room writing music. But what was it like here for you?
Well, yeah, it was weird. I think it was just as weird for everyone. I think we here in the Netherlands, especially Amsterdam, we were quite lucky because everybody's quite rebellious here. And we didn't have the really strict rules that, like, for example, France and Spain had. So we were quite free compared to other countries and other... people are kind of cool here and sober. And people would still lose their minds, kind of. But
is that when you did a lot of the paintings during the COVID because you found yourself alone or isolated trying to work it out?
I spent a lot of time on my project, which was called Art Bar Project, where I connected... closed bars because all the bars and restaurants had to close, and I started this project where artists and bars would be connected, and the artists would put their art in the windows of the bars.
Wow.
and we had like 20-25 people who joined our bars, and we had an art tour through the city because that was the only thing you could do.
Wow.
You can make walks.
Amazing.
Through the city. And it was actually nice.
Remember,
man,
this people, and this goes for all the people all around the world. The glue that holds humanity together is art. Art could be in the form of film, sculpture, music, or paintings. There's many ways. It could be in poetry. This show we're going to be doing on Saturday is very community artsy oriented. So you'll see a different side of Mudfoot. We'll still be wild and rowdy. We ain't going to let you down. But come on down and have a good time. Come and celebrate humanity and the glue that holds us together. The music is just a soundtrack of your life. If your life were a movie, all the music you hear in the background, all the noises, that's a soundtrack. Come, let us make a soundtrack for you. Come on down, enjoy some of Van Berkel's art. Amazing artist, amazing stuff. I'm blown away every time I see it. And I'm not saying it because I know him. If I had $2, if I had three, I'd buy one of his paintings. Apparently, okay, they cost too much money.
I'll give you 10. Are you going to do it now?
No, I ain't got no money. He ain't selling shit for 10, man. Stop it, man.
Okay, maar zoals je hoort, mensen, zaal 100. Deze zaterdag genoeg te doen. Vanaf 6 uur 's avonds eten, drinken, muziek, drankjes, mudfood, live music, everything, man. And let's play one original from the Bandfood, so people can know what kind of meet they have in the
car. Alright, yeah.
Who's the button?
Fuck yeah. Now. It's a great song.
Do it now, you don't know me, homie. Get up now.
Here we come. me stand next to your fire. Yeah, let me stand next to your fire.
Motown Grease Fire. On Spotify, YouTube, everything.
Yeah, all the local social outfits. Go and check them shits out.
Mudfoot, double D.
Double D.
T-E.
With an E on the end of the T. Sorry. Double D with an E on the end of the T. You spell Mudfoot, W-D, with an E at the end of the T. All right.
Lloyd.
So how do you got this name, man?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know. Zeus summed it up the best. I'm going to let Zeus feel this.
Because you came up with his name together, right?
Yeah, no. We kind of did.
No, he kind of gave me $10, said, that's the name, and then shut up.
Then he played along with
it. And I said, are you sure about $100? He said, nope, that's all you get. So, no, we worked on that. And he came up with that, actually. And we discussed that, and I said, okay, what is your angle? So I found an angle. We said that last time. On the last radio show, and I forgot what your angle was.
My angle was this. The music is so funky, it's like dragging it through the mud. You know, it's so funky. It's nothing you play fast or rush. You got to digest it real slow, like you do your weed when you're having weed time. You take a little hit and you roll the smoke around, you work it in your head, and you blow it out slow. And you're on Planet Z. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're trying to get you to Planet Z. But in a melodic way. So I called it Mudfoot because I feel like it was dragging through the mud. Like when you step in the mud and your foot's heavy, you're trying to lift it out the mud. You know what I'm talking about. It's that funky shit.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it. But Zeus had a different angle. Zeus, tell us about your angle.
Yeah, my angle is pretty much, since I'm such a Muddy Waters aficionado, I think
he is, folks.
The Muddy Waters is amazing. So muddy. And then foot.
And you're going to move your foot.
It's funky because if you hear our music and you're not moving your foot,
you're dead.
You better pick up your cell phone and call your doctor and say, man,
I'm
there's
dead.
Something
my
wrong
foot's
with me.
Not moving.
I need some vitamins.
It's got mud all over it, but it's not moving.
Something wrong with that. You know what I mean? Right.
What's wrong with my foot? It ain't moving.
It ain't
I was listening
moving,
to my
no
foot,
move.
And the foot just stayed down.
I got some mud on my
big
feet.
Boy has his foot on yours.
But
you can move it.
Right. Hey.
Every day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
Just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Man, you gotta be shaking yourself. Come home last night, all lush. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
And I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all doing
but you're
like
so
that?
High.
Yeah, I just having fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talking about me like that. everything. I want to thank you too. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking. Who me? I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
How y'all talk about me like this?
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business, though. You ought to watch yourself, too. You don't understand what I'm saying. I want to tip you, baby, before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here, but
you're so high.
4, 5, 6,
Albert Collins, I ain't drunk.
I'm just drinking. All right. Well, what you say? Your feet are stinking? Nah, I ain't drunk. I was just drinking. All right. Yeah.
I don't care what people are saying.
What you say about President Lincoln? I ain't drunk. I was just drinking.
I was just Lincoln. I'm just limping. I ain't drunk. I'm just limping.
Oh, that is
I'm just going the wrong way again, but it's all right.
Hey, so guys, we're back at Funky Nassau, Yama FM, Seuss Einstein, Reverend Rooster, a.k.a. the Mudfoot, all together, playing this weekend, Saturday at Zaal 100.
Come on, it's our last show, you know, before Zeus goes back home.
Why is there so little ladies in the blues, man?
So little ladies?
Yeah, where are the ladies in the
blues? No. You don't understand. Reverend Russo, love him some women's. I love the women's. I don't want to see a sausage fest. I want to see a taco buffet. I love me some women's. So all the women's come on out. And if you don't, I'll sing a love song to you. And then next thing you know, you'll be all in love and stuff, showing up, giving me the Google. I likes that stuff. Reverend likes that stuff. Come on to me. Let me whisper something sweet into
you. The thing is, there's very little blues musicians that are women, right? But the good thing is, you have signed some autographs to some new generation blues musicians. You inspired them.
You're right. Those that were there Saturday, there were a couple of kids there. I say, ranging between the age of like 7 and maybe 12. And you know what? They were embracing the music. Listen, let me tell you something about kids. Kids won't lie to you. If your feet stink, they'll say, "Daddy, your feet stink." Not that I'm a daddy or my feet stink, but they will say,
"Daddy, your feet stink."
Yeah, oh, no, right. Y'all wrong. You know what? Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong right now. Dude. Oh, do me like that on
I meant to tell you about that. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord. My feet ain't stinking. I'm just drunk. I ain't drinking.
Sorry. Finish story.
So these kids, this one little kid was dancing. He was just like, really? Kids are going to be honest. They were dancing. They got nothing to hide. It was the biggest compliment ever, little kids. I love me some kids. They're just great. They're the new people coming up. And if you can inspire them with the glue of life, which is art, in this case, it was audible art, you're winning. You know, it was a really good time.
Yeah, maybe they will grow up and be the next Coco Taylor.
The next Coco Taylor or the next Reverend Rooster. I have my baby.
So this is for all the women.
Yes.
Aspiring to be blues artists or artists in general.
Go on and
go get them, girls.
Yes. Go, girls.
Coco rocks.
Girl power.
Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, save my doggone soul. My mama told me the day I was grown, She says, sing the blues, child. Sing it from now on. I'm a woman. Oh, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman. I can make love to a crocodile.
Right now, y'all can't do that kind of stuff. No. Lord, that's
that
wrong.
That was the beautiful Coco Taylor.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Yarmo, let me ask you something the longer we talking. Where are we playing on Saturday?
We're playing at Zaal 100.
Not the Zaal 100. Now, let me ask you something. Where is that actually located? What would be the address?
Witte Straat 100.
Lord, not Witte Straat 100.
Yes.
Lord, I want to see y'all in the place so bad I could cry right now. Come on down, have a good time, partake with the Mudfoot. Listen, we got a special treat for you. I didn't tell anybody this, but when we perform, we're writing a special number. I wrote a special song that includes all of the audience. What happens is I start this groove. You come up and you can rap. You can read poetry. You can just talk about the shit of the world. Talk about whatever you want. And then I'm going to sing a chorus. You're going to get off stage and someone else will come up. So I expect a big line of y'all coming up and emoting and providing and contributing to the glue of humanity, which is art.
Ja, en daar wil ik ook nog bij zeggen dat entree op donatie is. Dus als je weinig te besteden hebt, dan geef je niks of een paar eurotjes. gewoon in een pot. En als je veel te besteden hebt, dan mag je zelf weten hoeveel je in de pot gooit. Maar over het algemeen, entree is over het algemeen gratis op donatie. Dus het is voor iedereen. It's for everyone.
It's
for everyone.
So we're all in the band. That night, we're all in the band. We're all performing for each other. We're all emoting and letting everyone's feelings feel good. I don't care if you're talking Dutch, English, German. I don't care what language you're talking. Say what you gotta say and let it out. So we all leave that place feeling good about life.
Yeah. So let's end this episode. It's going to be the last time that Olivier is here for this year, probably. Hopefully, you'll be here around New Year's Eve or something, or next year, next summer, definitely.
Yes.
And we might hear the rooster one or two more times at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good co-host, man. You're a good co-host.
I'm noisy, too, so bring your earplugs.
Yeah, I can just sit back and let you do the talking and screaming, you know?
Yeah, you know.
That ain't right, though. It ain't my show.
One more thing. I wish you had a deeper voice for the radio, you know. Like,
I'm
like
sorry
my
I
voice,
sound like a girl. I hate that about my voice. Lord.
Maar in ieder geval, morgen, zaterdag, zaal 100 vanaf 6 uur, 8 vanaf 8 uur muziek. Er is eten, drinken, alles. En je kan de Mudford Hall spelen. Voor nu een hele fijne avond. Fijn weekend alvast, lieve mensen. Bedankt voor het luisteren. En jullie horen ons volgende week weer, donderdag om 8 uur 's avonds. En onze broeders van Finalize FM gaan ze overnemen. En daarna Finger Pop en Soul. Dus je hebt nog de hele avond gewoon chille muziek hier bij Radio Salto. Dus let's go, peoples. We gaan afsluiten met Come Around the Mountain van The Other Mules, The Other Band of Reverend Rooster. But they also play it fucking better. The Mudford, just give it up for the Mudford.
Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And we hope to see you this Saturday at Zaal 100.
Come on out and have some fun with us.
All right.
All right.